USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's a big week ahead for President Trump as he gears up for a rally in Orlando, Florida, where he's scheduled to announce Tuesday night he's running for re-election. The location, the Amway Center, which holds almost 20,000 people. But today, Father's Day, the president on Twitter, promoting his appearance on ABC News with host George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons. A snippet now from ABC.
I have no pitch. You know what I have? The economy is phenomenal. We've rebuilt our military. We're taking care of our vets. We're doing the best job that anybody's done probably as a first-term president. I think I've done more than any other first-term president ever.
Long lines and lots of chaos at Target stores across the country Saturday as registers go down briefly, shoppers forced to leave the store without buying their stuff, online shopping not affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
He's back in the news, O.J. Simpson in the spotlight as he opens his own Twitter account and posts a video. Simpson, now 71 years old, listen.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
He says, I got a little getting even to do. Simpson found not guilty in the murder of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman. The brutal murders, June 12, 1994. Then the not guilty verdict 25 years ago in Los Angeles. Simpson found guilty in the civil trial, but never fully pays up the $33.5 million. Then in 2007, Simpson arrested and found guilty by a jury in Nevada after taking part in an armed robbery to take some of his own memorabilia back.
Read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Simpson, who got out of prison back in October of 2017, says he has a lot to get off his chest.
This should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA News for your health now, some big pharmaceutical companies challenging a new government regulation. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The new regulation would require drug makers to reveal the price of medications in their TV ads. The regulation set to take effect in July. Drug makers Amgen, Merck, and Eli Lilly are against it. They say it not only raises concerns about freedom of speech, but the price quoted in the ads may not reflect the true price to the consumer after rebates and assistance programs. Their lawsuit was filed on Friday in federal court in Washington, D.C. I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest on those demonstrations in Hong Kong, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A reversal in Hong Kong. Chief Executive Carrie Lam.
The government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise. Restart our communication with all sectors of society. Do more explanation work and listen to different views of society.
She says she consulted with superiors in Beijing, then suspended the proposal to allow extraditions to China. Amid violent protests, the bill covered Hong Kong's 7 million residents, as well as Chinese and foreign nationals in the city.
Taking a look now at your money. When the market opens Monday, the Dow will start the session at 26,089. That's down 17 points from Friday's close. The Nasdaq off 40 points. The S&P 500 down almost 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.